101.5 FM, The Hawk is on the air.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've gotta go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Been hoping that
you. Been hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Beautiful, what's your
father
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in that
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to break
now
the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir,
if I move in
at
closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside. Gotta get home.
But baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
Man, it's up to your knees out there.
You've really been great.
I thrill when you touch my
don't
hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at least
sorrow.
There'll be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia
I
and
really
died.
Can't stay.
Get over that old doubt, baby, it's cold outside.
On the other hand, you're too warm, as I said before. What was
well,
that?
I thought I'd lock the door. You see, there was a draft blowing in, and it's getting kind of chilly, I think. Gulp.
What was that?
I swallowed the key.
You're a villain.
But you're so thrilling, baby, it's
cold.
For 1.5 The Hawk, this is Johnny Athens of the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, welcoming you tonight to the top of the CN Tower. That's right, I'm here at the very top of the CN Tower in scenic downtown Toronto, just a few short steps from a 1,000-foot drop to the lakeshore. And beautiful it is. I'm up here with Louis Armstrong. Say hello,
well,
Louis. There you go. Good boy.
No.
And we're up here trying to catch a glimpse of the one and only Santa Claus. That's right, Santa Claus, ladies and gentlemen. There have been reports of fat men flying around the sky this year. Past couple of days, and it isn't unseasonable of Santa to take a couple trips down to Toronto just to make sure the weather's good for the big day a couple days from now. Of course, Toronto's perfect because it's still north enough that it's not too far a ride, and it's not so south that'll start getting a tan, unless you have to pull over for a margarita or two. Milk and cookies can only go so far, but we're here at the top of the CN Tower. We've got a great show for you tonight. We'll do the best we can, broadcasting from the top. It is cold. We haven't seen anything yet, although there has been an ecliptic. That is the great circle formed by the intersection of the plane of the Earth's orbit with the celestial sphere, the apparent annual path of the sun in the heavens. Ecliptic. That's your word of the day. Ecliptic. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. You'll use it when you get up here one day. That's right. You can all make it big. Now, we haven't seen much other than planes rubbed a couple bellies and a few birds have flown into...
Is that you, Santa Claus?
No, I'm Johnny Athens, Louis. A couple birds have flown into my mouth, but besides that, we've been fine. Now, I got a great show for you tonight. Lots of music coming up, comedy, and all that great stuff. So stay tuned. For right now, I think we got to find the door. Louis, where did the hatch for this place go? Our first song for this evening will be... Carl Bertel Johnson's Julufton, Julufton, Julufton by Ben Talberg and Gunnar Svensson here on 101.5 The Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to 101.5 The Hawk. It is a pleasure to be back in the ground and in the studio here. We did go up to the CN Tower, believe it or not. We didn't see Santa Claus, as I said, but there have been reports of unusual fat men flying around in the sky. There is always an uptick this time of year, especially with all the clouds and things. You do see a lot of men up there, but soon it will be spring and it'll be raining men. So there we have it. I do have a very special introduction today. We have a brand new song. I mentioned Bernie Senesky. That is because he has an album coming out. And that is Don't Look Back, Bernie Senesky Quartet / Quintet, because some songs have 5 instruments and some only have 4. There you go. It's a previously unissued recording of legendary Canadian pianist Bernie Senesky, featuring saxophonist Bob Mover and trumpeter Sam Noto, as well as Neil Swainson on the bass and Barry Elms on the drums. It's a wonderful, wonderful album. We'll be playing one of my favorite tracks from the album. And I think you'll like it too, especially if you are looking for a delightful romp through some new tunes in the style of the Masters. It's a smack dab in the middle of that hard bop tradition. Of course, he's known to have played with Chet Baker, Mo Kaufman, and Elvin Jones, Pharoah Sanders, just to name a few, of course. So his reputation really goes beyond himself, I think, and beyond us here, more than I can say. Beyond my lips. The lips. I can't, the words just come out before I can actually say them. So that reputation is so gosh darn big.
to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distinguished traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Oh, yes, I was wrong. Again. Again, a truffle of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris could ease the bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of.
Covers. Taking a look at some of the best known, hottest jazz hits sung by the least likely of artists here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. You heard right, 101.5 The Hawk is presenting Curious Covers on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour for this episode, December 22nd. And it is a curious cover indeed, with a lot of different elements. This song was first made famous by none other than Nat King Cole. And that is without question, without reason needed. It was with this song that Nat King Cole was able to hop the race barrier and break into pop music, current modern pop music at the time, this is around 1950, and jump the race barrier and be a big, well-known album or single released by a black man. So it was a wonderful tune, and rightfully so. Nature Boy is so otherworldly in its melody and lyric that any number of interpretations over the decades, from Nat Cole's to Alex Chilton's, have never been able to make it ordinary. And that is no different than with the artist we feature today. And that artist is a man you more than likely know very, very well. His career is a long one, and he has had an impact almost the entire way, from the 60s all the way up into his final years in 2016 with the release of his last album, Black Star. And that is to say, I'm talking about none other than the David Bowie. That's right, all the way from London, England, we're presenting David Bowie on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. And he's a man who's not just any man. He's not just a singer, not a star farer. He is an actor. He is a showman. He is a class act. David Bowie. What more can be said? We have so many astonishing people on this show, it's hard to talk about them. But Nature Boy was a song that he covered in 2001 for the film Moulin Rouge, which came out that year and is, of course, a film version of the musical. And there are two versions that appear on the soundtrack, his as well as another version by the group Massive Attack. It is a techno song, a spin on it, and, I mean, like the quote said, there's no way to make this song ordinary, and they are far from that. This song stands out very well on its own. Bowie's rendition, as he described it, is slinky and mysterious. I think you can hear that. And one review of the film actually stated that by itself, Nature Boy redeems the wonderful idea behind Lerman's flawed but often wonderful movie. So there you go. If this one song, this one cover by David Bowie can turn a film around, well then, hey, maybe it can save this show from sinking. So on 101.5 The Hawk, here is David Bowie with Nature Boy.
The story is about love. The woman I loved is dead.
There was a boy a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad. And be loved.
101.5 The Hawk, welcome back, and you've made it just in time for a bit of comedy for tonight's program. We actually have two comedians back-to-back for you here, Matt Wright and Mace Galone, both of them performing earlier this year at the Halifax Comedy Festival that was broadcast on CBC and CBC Gem. You can catch snippets of the show on YouTube. A big comedy festival, and I mean right in the middle of the pandemic. This was back in April, kind of before things started getting fixed up, and now, of course, we know how that's going. But Matt Wright has also performed at the Just for Laughs Gala in Montreal twice. And he's a very poignant, observational comedian who's definitely refined his own style. He's been in the game for a while now, and he has slowly but surely mastered his craft. So without further ado, here is Matt Wright on how the news in Newfoundland is different on 101.5 The Hawk.
I find the news in general, in America especially, to be devastating. Every day the news is just a horror show. It's just racism and gun violence, terrorism. And I find it hard to watch, especially for me, because I was raised on the news in Newfoundland, which... it's different. But it's still the same length. But they have so much less to fill the program with. I grew up on news that it was like, top story! One gas station was robbed. Unsuccessfully. Better luck next time, Rick. All right, moving along. Up next, we have a beautiful man to make his best guess at the weather. Okay, and we have 35 minutes left and nothing else to tell you, so happy birthday, Doris. That's crazy. I know way too much about celebrities now. I missed when I knew nothing. I heard Shania Twain said that she would have voted for Trump, and even picturing that is so devastating to me because I think Shania Twain is a treasure, and it makes me sad to just imagine her just being like, man, I feel like a bigot.
You ever hear that song about Jay-Z? It was an old song of Jay-Z, Jay-Z. I wonder who the hell invented Jay-Z. Statue of Liberty faces down the bay, ashamed to look the other way, over towards the Jersey, dear old Jersey, over towards the Jersey side. That's the whole thing.
I'll tell you guys this. I'm feeling pretty good right now because I did something this week that I've been trying to push myself to do for a while now. I finally went back to the gym to cancel my membership. Thank you. Thank you. Feels great. I recommend it. It did take me a while, though, because that's their rule. You have to physically go into the gym to cancel. You can't just call. I tried, And they're basically just like, no, you need to come in here and show us the body that you think is done. Let's see what that looks like, because the last time you were here, you struggled with several machines, including the front door. So this is the body. It's fine, you know. I just know I'm not in great shape because people give me unsolicited health advice all the time. Like, my sister told me I should try yoga recently, and this is what she said. She goes, Mace, you should try yoga. It'll help you work on your breathing. Breathing? That's where I should start to you? Okay. It's like, whoa, 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 buddy. Put down the barbell. You can't even exhale.
Is that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out upon my clacking jaws. Who's there, who is it, stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling, or could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly, will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One peek and I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please, I pay to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus. That's him, all right.
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Is That You, Santa Claus by Louis Armstrong with The Commanders. A good classic fun Christmas tune, as well as some fun comedian things going on there with Macy Gloney as well as Matt Wright. And then it was Things to Come by Dizzy Gillespie to finish off that bit of music, featuring a wide array of instruments and musical styles melted together. We have Reginald Hathbury with us, Major General of the HMSS for Art and Novelty Analysis Liquidation, ANAL, to dive into the song for us. Reginald Hathbury, if I may, Mr. Hathbury, please tell us a bit of the song and what you've researched from your position.
Well, Johnny, one can say many things about this song, and one could say that Things to Come prophesizes what things can come in the future of Dizzy Gillespie at the time. You know, could say this, could say that, could say a bit of this.
Well, that's very good, Mr. Hathbury, but is there anything you can say about the song?
Well, what can I say that hasn't already been said?
Very good. Perhaps you'll find some things to say about this next song coming up right now. It's Sonny Stitt with Little Green Apples on 101.5 The Hawk. That was Sonny Stitt with Little Green Apples from his album, Little Green Apples, playing Little Green Apples. Makes you wonder if there will ever be a really big red pear one day. I want to thank you for joining me tonight on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and let you know that next week there will not be a Johnny Athens Variety Hour. This is due to a holiday break. The station will be playing some holiday music and having fun and festivities for all, except for us here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. So there will be no new episode next week, but we will be back in the new year to celebrate all the fun things that 2022 will have to offer. That's 2022. Exciting. Very exciting stuff. So yes, we won't be on the 29th, but we will be here on January the 5th. And in case you forget, you can always check out our social media, Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook and Johnny.Athens on Instagram. There, you will be able to catch little updates. I will put a reminder for when the show comes back up. Wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and all your holiday stuff will be coming around. And just other insights. Sometimes there's little tidbits and things on the show. So there we have it. To close out this year of the Johnny Athens Variety Hour and today's show, of course, we have Lars Gullin with Primavera. And I thought it would be a fitting tune. Primavera, spring, rebirth, a new... spring is, I know we're in the dead of winter, but spring is about the beginning, and that is what we're looking forward to. I'm not so much fond for the end of the year. I find the holidays always a little bit of a mess, although as fun as they can be. But it's spring, because we're looking forward, I think, to the new year that Johnny Athens Variety Hour will have, the new year of 101.5 The Hawk, and the new year for all of us here at the station, and for you as well, the new exciting things that are to come. I'm happy and I can't wait. So that is Primavera to close us out by Lars Gullin here on 101.5 The Hawk. Happy holidays, happy new year, good night, and take care.
Thank you. Thank you.